Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of my life. I finish the first set of curls with my 30-pound free weights. I examine my biceps for signs of bulk. I decide they're huge, at least compared to how they used to be. I started lifting on the last day of school in an attempt to improve the situation of my toothpick arms. I need to look good on stage when my band starts playing serious gigs this year. Everyone knows girls want a guy to be cut, with pumped arms and veins popping out, arms that will flex as he lifts himself on top of her. But I digress. I do 3 more sets of 15 reps and examine my arms again. Definite improvement. I do 100 sit-ups and 50 push-ups and saunter into the bathroom like I'm the biggest stud ever. But this facade shatters when I catch an accidental flash of my reflection in the mirror. I usually avoid the mirror as much as possible. I somehow developed an insane hope that working out would also improve the condition of my face. I always get zits in the most conspicuous locations, and the fluorescent bulbs in here make me look burnt out like I smoke 10 packs a day. Attractive. Furious, I get into the shower. I should have called her over the summer. Yeah, right. To hear how loudly she would have laughed at the prospect of such a slacker asking her out? No. The way to go with this is to be friends with her first. Be charming, and notice details, and give her tons of attention. Girls love that. Then she won't be able to resist me when we take it to the next level. I turn off the water and grab a towel. I'll finally see her tomorrow. Should I try talking to her right away? Or would that look desperate? I need to mellow out. Back in my room, I chuck the towel on the floor and pull on boxers. I wonder if she's into boxers or briefs. Or boxer briefs. Cynthia was a fan of the boxer briefs, but the other girls I've hooked up with didn't seem to have an opinion. Then again, Cynthia was the only one I had sex with. So maybe boxer briefs are a safe bet. I peer into my dresser drawer at my ancient underwear. If I were seeing my underwear for the first time, what would I think? It all looks kind of damaged. Do I need to get new underwear? I hate having to ask my mom to buy it for me. Everyone wears underwear, but it's humiliating to admit this fact to your mother, even if she does do my laundry. Suddenly, I have a profound idea. I can buy my own underwear. She doesn't have to know anything. Why haven't I thought of this before? I haven't had my car long enough to realize that I can go around and do this kind of stuff. Are relationships always this complicated? Technically, Cynthia wasn't my girlfriend, so I don't exactly consider what we had a relationship. It was all about sex. We didn't have much in common except for our mutual lust for each other, which was fine with me, until I got sick of the emotional void. My friends don't get it. How I'm a complete anomaly when it comes to girls. I mean, I've hooked up with random airhead groupie types, but nothing ever lasted more than a couple months. They were too lacking. I know what I'm looking for. Something that feels right. Something real. I dig through the pile of Converse in my closet, old guitar equipment that I got at garage sales, and stacks of magazines until I reach the shoebox. The shoebox has all of my most personal stuff in it. I lean back against the wall and open the box. It's a total rush. I take out my first guitar pick, remembering how it felt to finally know how to use it. There's an E string that broke during our first rehearsal in 9th grade. I keep all my lyrics about girls and sex in here, in a smaller notebook, separate from my main notebook. Because my mom has no problem with going through my backpack and looking through my stuff. Even though I've told her a million times that an admirable quality of parenthood is the ability to respect your kids' privacy. I turn to a page with a song I wrote for her. It's like she's renting all the real estate in the girl department of my brain. I don't even know her that well, even though we've always gone to school together.